Vidar and Catherine Ligard are the founders of SafariMission.org. Vidar Ligard is also the author of A Fork in the Road, a book that gives you life lessons you were not taught in school and that the church did not tell you. And that is what Safari Mission Podcast is all about, teaching practical steps to personal growth and development. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Vidar and Catherine Ligard.
Well, hello there. Today, we're going to talk about generosity in relationships. And I want to start out by reading a quote that's been around since 1887. We're coming up soon on 150 years here. This is Henry Drummond, The Greatest Thing in the World, where he explains 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love language. And about generosity, he says, in the King James, it reads, love envies not. Henry Drummond said this, this is love in competition with others. Whenever you attempt a good work, you will find others doing the same kind of work and probably doing it better. Do not envy them. Envy is a feeling of ill will towards those who are in the same line as ourselves, a spirit of covetousness and detraction. Even doing Christian work is a little protection against harboring this most unchristian feeling. That most despicable of all the unworthy moods that cloud a Christian soul assuredly waits for us on the threshold of every work, unless we are fortified with this grace of magnanimity. The Christian only truly needs to envy one thing, the large, rich, generous soul that envies not.
That's good. Because when you see other people doing maybe a better job than yourself, if you become happy for them, you can just live your own life and not be, focus on what other people do. You can just stay in your lane and focus on your thing. But if you keep focusing on what someone else does, getting envious, getting jealous, guess what? You stop your own progress.
It is so easy to hold a grudge or to hold something against somebody else that's being blessed. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to think, I wish I could have that blessing. It's so easy to think, I wish I could have that promotion. It's so easy to think, if only, or the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. But when we start counting our own blessings and being grateful for our own blessings, then also being grateful for the blessings that God is pouring out in the lives of other people. Mm-hmm. If somebody else gets promoted instead of me, let's rejoice for the blessing that they got. That is magnanimous. That is being a blessing even towards people that others would think they should be your enemy. Mm-hmm. So generosity is a lot more than just giving money.
Right.
That may be a small part of it, but that is really just a really small tip of the iceberg, so to speak, of what generosity really is.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, really. It shines through in every area of life. And as you mentioned this about not envying others, I can think of our good friends who are very successful in business. They have means. They live well on their own. They're generous with others. They give to the church and to Christian work. They're generous, in their lifestyle. Guess what? I never hear them talk bad about other people, and I never hear them gossip about other people, because they're so focused on what they are doing themselves. They're so focused in advancing themselves. They don't have time to talk about and gossip about other people. They don't have time to sabotage other people, because what? That would hinder them from moving forward.
Right. I remember Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of the US president, she said this, that small minds talk about other people. Mm-hmm. Average minds talk about events and news. Great minds, they talk about ideas.
Yes.
And that's the way it is, that great minds, that the people that go far in life, they talk about ideas on how to move forward. And I've seen so many times they rejoice in other people being blessed.
Yeah.
And they start asking questions. What's your secret?
Yes, exactly. And they learn from each other. They want to learn. Somebody does better than me, guess what? They're not sabotaging. They're not talking bad about them. They go and ask them, what are you doing? I want to become like you.
Yes.
And that's a whole different mentality than the unemployed sitting on the street talking about news and talking gossip about other people.
Right.
Because they have nothing else and nothing better to do. When you see a gossiper, you can just say they don't have a better life themselves to be focused on advancing themselves. Because they're too busy talking about other people. When we have our focus on other people, we will just... You know, the direction we go is just going to head into that and we get like dead ended. It's like it stops. But when we are focused on advancing ourselves, we can move forward and we can become blessed and we can, you know, produce something of value ourselves. And even, you know, back to Psalms 15 in the Passion Translation, you know, it talks about who are close to God. And there was this whole thing we read in another episode. But it says that the people who are close to God, they refuse to slander or insult others. They'll never listen to gossip or rumors, nor would they ever harm a friend with their words.
Yeah.
It's right here. It's in the Bible, too.
That's generosity in relationship.
Yeah. You are talking well about other people. You are there to give something to the relationship instead of just me. I want to receive. That's very immature.
Or selfish, yeah.
Or selfish.
I can think of, you know, we've had a good number of employees over the years. And sometimes you have an employee that maybe has a very good resume, a very long resume, maybe in one more than one way is overqualified for the position that you're able to give them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to pay people in accordance with the work that is done and not necessarily with how splendid the resume is.
Sure.
You know, it's a business thing. So you have to pay in accordance with the value of the work that's being done, even if they're capable of doing more.
Right.
But sometimes it becomes a temptation for an employer then to hold on to an employee like this. And sometimes it's even a temptation for an employer to not allow an employee to progress and keep on, because then you know, well, I won't have a position for them if they grow beyond where they are now. They would have to find a position in another other company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a magnanimous employer, a generous employer, they would love for the other person, their employee, to see them grow, to see them mature, to see them progress to the point that you bless them as they go find a larger job in another company. That's being generous in relationships.
That's being generous, yes.
But the temptation is there to, well, this person is helping me, so I want to grab them and I want to hold on to them.
Yeah.
Pastors tend to think the same way with church members.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we should be in a position where we help other people to grow and even grow beyond where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is magnanimity or generosity in relationships.
Yeah, and a lot of times people are fearful because they feel threatened themselves or they're afraid they're going to leave. And so they hold the person at a certain level because of those, you know, things. And it's actually selfish.
And that's what Henry Drummond said. He called this the most despicable of all the unworthy moods that cloud a Christian soul.
That's quite
strong language.
Language, yeah.
But it's true.
Yes.
I'm reading here from Proverbs 11 and verse 24. It says, one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered.
Mm-hmm.
And often we read it in conjunction with money, but if you think bigger than money and you
right.
think generosity and relationships and then realize whoever brings blessing, whoever is always seeking to be a blessing in all the different relationships that you have,
mm-hmm.
that person will be enriched. The one who waters will himself be watered.
True. And that is so true. And you know, any kind of relationship, whether it's a friendship, it's a business relationship, is a dating relationship, and a husband and wife relationship, you know, any kind of relationship, you should be there to bring something into the relationship, to give something to the relationship, not just to take something from the relationship. You know, somebody who are there just sucking life out of you, that's a parasite. You don't want to be a parasite. You want to be there to be a blessing, to give something. If that your mentality, you will be also refreshed back because you're there for the right reason. You're there to be a blessing, and those who bless others will be themselves also be blessed. So, you know, all kinds of relationships, the same principle works all across in all kinds of relationships.
Yeah, I remember listening to some experts on relationships, and they were talking about dating and saying, you know, so many oftentimes in datings, we have this long list of things we want in the other person, and you keep on looking for the other person, you keep on looking for. Well, these experts, they said, instead of looking for the right person, why don't you focus on being the right person? And
right.
And that is so, so true. If you focus on your own generosity, if you focus on your own magnanimity, if you focus on your large-heartedness yourself,
and your own character,
like attracts like in these kind of generous people hang out with generous people.
Yes, true.
So you can't, you know, have a wish list of I want to be with somebody who's generous, but I'm going to be a tightwad myself.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Right. Exactly. So we have to work on ourselves and work on bringing something into any kind of relationship because that's where the blessing is. And like you said, like-minded people are attracted to each other. So if you want to, you know, bring a good business deal with somebody who is a good, you know, if the other part is good, you have to be good because if not, they don't want to make business with you.
Yes. And you'll find out that you're not going to be able to change other people. But we always can change the person that combed our hair in the mirror this morning. We can't change ourselves. And
change
so
yourself.
As we work on ourselves, mm-hmm. we will attract other people as well. So,
but it's important then that, you know, generosity also brings genuity. What do you call it? Being genuine. You know, if you put up a facade and you're not being yourself because you're hiding something, then you need to work on yourself so you don't have to hide something. And you have to be genuine. You have to be yourself. If not, the relationship will not work.
It's eventually going to fall apart.
It will, you know, it could be friendship. It could be dating. It could be, you know, dating if it leads into a marriage. And you find out later that it was just a facade you were dating. That's no wondering why you're heading for trouble. You got to be genuine. You got to, you know, show who you are and expect the same in return. And you know, just be there not to get something from a relationship, but to give something into a relationship. And that's where true, good, genuine relationships are formed. When both parts are genuine, when there's nothing to hide, and you realize if this is someone of the same value that I have or not. You need to spend time finding that out before you get into a dating relationship, before you get into a business relationship. You know, are these business people, do they have the same values that I have? Can I trust them? Do they honor their words? You know, those things are what you're going to bring into that relationship, and that's what you expect also back. But, you know, if you put up a facade, if you can't honor your word, you can't expect that from the other person either.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of this may seem like a tall order or a high hurdle to pass over to be generous like this in every area. Really, the way to get there is Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Mm-hmm. And he said that by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. And right before that, he said, even as I have loved you, mm-hmm. you are to love one another. And so if we're struggling with generosity, if we're struggling with the love walk, the way to really help that is to start thinking about what was Christ's generosity?
Mm-hmm.
How did he treat the one that was caught in the middle of adultery?
Mm-hmm.
How did he treat the people that were outcasts of society? What was his demeanor, his thinking about it?
Mm-hmm.
And how did he treat me? It's very difficult for us to be generous towards others. It's very difficult for us to love with a Christ-like love
mm-hmm.
if we don't understand his love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if these areas are challenges, go to Romans chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
where while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look in John chapter 13, where Jesus talks about, I laid down my life for you. And in the same way that I'm laying down my life, this is the way I'm expecting for you to be towards one another.
Yeah, and you know, just generosity is such an important thing. And I just remember a story that Brother Hagin used to tell, you know, somebody approached him and asked, how do you look for employees to work for you? What's the character? What's the thing in their life or skill maybe? What are you looking for when you're looking for an employee? And his answer was generosity.
Not just that his answer was generosity. He didn't think about it. He didn't bat an eye. He didn't blink. It was a very quick answer, generosity. Immediately he responded, generosity,
mm-hmm.
because that is one of the primary way that the love walk is showed.
Exactly.
And the way you treat other people in the area of generosity, and look especially at people that, not your best friend, anybody can be generous with their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about other relationships. We're talking about investing into other people just for the sake of investing into them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, generosity is much more than just money. We talked about that. We're not just talking about being generous with your money. That is a part of it, and that's an important part of it, because sometimes it could be hard to part with your money.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's why God tests us with our money, because if we can part with our money, we can be generous in other areas. But it's generous to forgive.
Yeah.
You know, generous to not think that other people have something against you all the time, but just be generous in the way you think about other people,
right.
and the way you view the other people, and generous about, you know, giving them a second chance if they need, and you know, generous in general,
right.
just generous with knowledge, generous with embracing, you know, all kinds of personalities. Because sometimes we just want to be with the person, people who have the same personality as ourselves. So sometimes you have to embrace differences.
Yeah, I remember I walked onto a job one time, new employment, and there was one particular individual that sometimes had a little bit of a reputation that can be a little bit hard to work with. So I said, all right, I'll make that a challenge for myself. This person, it will not be hard to work with for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I did? I started... Don't understand this wrongly, but investing into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I would show it with good words. I would make sure that all the different employees at that particular line of work, I would be the one that showed up with a smile in the morning. I would be the one that invested, how are you? And not just with the ones that I felt the closest with.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that with the ones that had a reputation of being difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? When I was the one that showed up with a smile, when I was the one that showed up with concern and making sure that they were doing okay, I didn't have a problem working with them.
And, you know, that reminds me of something that I felt God was talking to me about many, many, many years ago. You know, I had a preference of what kind of personality.
Yeah.
And you know, if there was somebody who was a different personality, I tend to just keep my distance. And, you know, that limited the people I would engage with.
Yeah.
And I just felt the Lord spoke to me and said, get to know them. Just get to know them. You don't have to become their best friend. Just get to know them. Make an effort to get to know them. You know, behind the facade, behind what you can see on the outside. And as I did, and I forced myself to go out of my comfort zone and start to get to know people who, from a distance, look very different from me, and that I may be judged in a certain way. And I start to get to know them. I found out these people are really nice. These people are really cool. These people are awesome. And you know, before I started doing that, I had limited myself from the blessing of their friendship or their, you know, just their point of view or whatever. And so my life became enriched when I started, you know, seeking out people with different personalities, even just being generous and accepting different ways of looking at things, different ways of viewing things, different ways of of doing things. And when I started accepting different ways and became more generous in that respect, my life was enriched because then I could have relationships, you know, just friendships, right. With different kinds of personalities, and that enriched my life. And so that has to do with generosity and realizing that, you know, there's so many different viewpoints out there in the world. God has not made copies. He made originals. And we all just need to accept each other for who we are.
Yeah. I'll just close with this story. I remember this is one of the most famous, well-known business people in America in the 1930s, 1940s. And he said this, that when I find a person that I don't quite like, then I realize I have found a person I don't know well enough. Mm. And I've always determined never to allow I don't like them, but to go find out about them. And you will find out that you'll start liking them, because there is good in people. And this is how you actually wrote a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm. This is how you win friends. This is how you be a blessing in every relationship. Be magnanimous. Be generous. And with the same measure that you measure to other people, with mercy and forgiveness and magnanimity and generosity and kind words and all of these things, it will be measured back to you. God bless.
God bless.
Well, that's it for today. Watch out for our next episode with teachings from Vida and Catherine Ligard. Like, share, and subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube pages at Safari Mission. You can also visit our website, www.safarimission.org, or call us at +254 741 777 805 to know more about Safari Mission and how you can get yourself a copy of Vida Ligard's book, A Fork in the Road.